Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, April 29th, third show of the day for y'all. The Jaguars, they are picking up the fifth-year options of Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne. Good stuff there. We're going to talk about it here today. Trent Baalke alluded to the fact that they were going to do this over the weekend, so no big surprise that this comes out today. Wouldn't have been a big surprise regardless of whether or not Trent Baalke talked about it over the weekend, because obvious decision on both of these guys, in my opinion. So again, we're going to talk about it here. If you enjoy the content, though, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, or become a channel member right here on YouTube. Again, couldn't be doing this without y'all. Thank you so much for being here. So the deadline is May 2nd for teams to pick up 50-year options, and this is not picking up their 2024 year. This is picking up 2025. So both of these guys are now under contract through the 2025 season, through the next two seasons. They were Trent Baalke's first-round picks as the Jaguars' general manager. You know, drafted both of them out of Clemson in the same year in 2021. So we're going to talk about Trevor Lawrence, then we'll talk about Travis Etienne. Trevor Lawrence, you've heard reports already that there are negotiations going on in a long-term extension. This does not at all indicate that negotiations on the new deal aren't going well. The expectation remains that there will be a new deal for Trevor Lawrence prior to the 2024 season. Jonathan Jones of CBS is reporting that. And that's just based on how things have played out so far, right? They've been talking about this new extension for a while. So I think that chances are it gets done. And make no mistake about it, there should be a new deal for Trevor Lawrence before the season starts. Get this young franchise quarterback locked up forever, right? Just ink this deal, 5 years, 10 years, I don't care how long it is. This is a guy that you want to have as your franchise quarterback for as long as you can have him. Had a tough rookie year for obvious reasons. Then in year two, 2022, awesome. By the end of the year, he was playing at a really, really high level, and he led the Jaguars to the divisional round of the playoffs, and they were on the brink. They were on the doorstep of beating the Kansas City Chiefs. He had some mistakes around him that really cost that team a chance at winning that game in Kansas City. Year three, he was playing very well until kind of injuries, you know, derailed the team a bit. He got injured, dealt with like four or five injuries down the stretch. Everybody was freaking injured on offense. You know, Cam Robinson, Walker Little, Ezra Cleveland, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones. I mean, it was crazy on that side of the ball how many injuries they were dealing with. Trevor Lawrence was trying to battle through and play through injuries that he probably just shouldn't have for some of the games that he played in down the stretch. So, again, am I knocking him for that? No. He is a franchise quarterback. He is a great leader, a great young quarterback. His best football is still ahead of him. You know, went and got Brian Thomas Jr. to help him out. Jarvis Landry, maybe. We'll see how that plays out. But certainly Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, those additions to the receiver room are going to help out. You still have Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, most of the crew from last year outside of Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley and Trevor Lawrence's connection, it wasn't sharp in year one, and so they don't get a year two. He moves on to Tennessee. But Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, I think you can feel good about those additions. And, you know, getting ahead of these contracts for young players that you drafted that are great young players and great locker room guys, paying your own guys is smart. The Jaguars have struggled to do that, you know, throughout much of the recent history of the franchise. But Trevor Lawrence is now under contract through 2025. Good move, a move that probably won't matter because a new deal is incoming for Trevor Lawrence. Cannot wait to see how that works out for Trevor Lawrence and for the Jacksonville Jaguars in terms of how it's going to be structured. When you talk about new contracts for franchise quarterbacks, usually they are structured in a way that the teams can move money around year to year, restructure, push money into the future. And because he's a franchise quarterback, a guy you want to build around, you're comfortable.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Pushing more money towards the future, year in and year out, to try to continue to fortify the roster around him and build a contender, build a championship caliber team, right? That's the goal here in Jacksonville, and Trevor Lawrence is obviously the key aspect to that. Now, Travis Etienne, for me, this is a bigger storyline, a bigger deal. He's now under contract for the next 2 years. He is an electric runner in space. He runs hard, certainly. Not the most physically imposing back out there, but he is truly dynamic. Makes people miss as much as anyone in the NFL, both as a receiver, catching passes out of the backfield, and as a runner. He can hit the home run in a flash. He can hit it anytime he touches the ball. I think in 2023, you would have liked to see some better blocking up front, some better run blocking. I think he can continue on his own level, like improving his vision, making sure he's finding the right hole every time. But he's awesome. He is awesome. Even if he doesn't get any better than he is right now, a really electric runner. Why is this so interesting to me? Because what are they going to do after 2025 with Travis Etienne? Right now he's 25 years old, obviously, you know, playing at a very high level, able to change the game every time he touches the ball. If you give him space, if you give him the ball in space, outside zone, toss, crack, screens, all that good stuff, can pick up chunk yardage, can score touchdowns from anywhere on the field. But are they going to pay a running back on a long-term deal? That's why I find this so interesting. Like, he will be 27 after the 2025 season ends. I think he'll be a hot commodity on the free agent market because of his rare explosiveness, creativity as a runner, the ability to flip the field and change the game. So what will they do there? You know, I want to see him in teal forever. I really do. I think he's a great player. I think he's someone you want in your locker room. I think paired with Tank Bigsby, who I do believe in, I think the Jaguars can have a really, really good running back room for a long time to come. You obviously have Darius Johnson as well. Keelan Robinson you brought in. who is more of a offensive weapon and kick returner type. But, you know, it's going to be a big deal. After that 2025 season, what are they going to do with Travis Etienne? And hey, this also does not prevent the Jaguars from signing him prior to that. They could certainly do that. If the Jaguars want to try to get ahead of this and keep Travis Etienne around, I would not blame them. Running backs obviously do sustain injuries at a higher clip than a lot of other positions. They're devalued a bit around the league. You've seen Travis Etienne already miss a year of his career with a foot injury. His rookie year, he was not able to participate in that one with the Lisfranc. But that hasn't impacted him at all. He's explosive as ever, right? So again, I would like to see him in Teal for a long, long time. How will the Jaguars play this one out? Will they sign him to a new contract before 2024? Before 2025? Will they wait till he's scheduled to hit free agency and then maybe you franchise tag, maybe you work out a long-term deal? I don't know what they're going to do. I think it's going to be fascinating to see how they handle the Travis Etienne situation in this modern era of, you know, teams not really paying running backs all that often, teams not paying running backs what their probably actual value is because there are so many good running backs around the league. It's going to be really interesting to me. So Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, they will remain together through at least 2025. I think that'll be like 8 straight years of them being teammates dating back to Clemson. Really cool story for those two going from college to the pros, both being first round draft picks by the same team. They are great players for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are great locker room guys. I absolutely love it. I think both of them should get new deals before their current contracts expire, which will be after the 2025 season. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think about this in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear to support the channel further, or become a channel member. You can check it out. Links in the description below. Y'all have a good one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.